Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the JK Cement Q4 FY23 and FY23 call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 and FY23 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, Mr. Sumnesh Khandelwal, Deputy CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on this conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and current performance. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause the actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the manager of JK Cement for the opening remarks, which will be followed up with Q&A. Thank you and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Sir, over to you. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Saraogi, sir, you can take out the call, please.
Sir, I think you're on mute. We are unable to hear you, Saraogi, sir. Saraogi, sir, if you can hear us, can you please unmute your line from your end and proceed with the proceedings?
Aman?
Yes, sir.
Should
we reconnect Mr. Saraogi?
Yeah, so I will read out the... Aman, did I read out the opening remarks completely? Should I read out again? The disclaimer and the opening remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we request all of you to remain connected while we reconnect the management line. Please stay on the line. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting.
Yes, sir, Saraogi, are you connected?
Yeah, we are connected.
Okay. So I read out the opening remarks and disclaimer. So now I hand over the floor to
Good evening. And sorry, there was some hand up. So without, I just go ahead. The board of directors met on 27th of this month to review the company's operations for quarter ended March 23, as well as for the year. Though we have posted everything on our investor presentation and also on the site, but still I will just read out some of the major achievements. the quarter-on-quarter, the net sale was 2,332 crores as against 2,224 crores in the previous quarter, an increase of 4%. And the EBITDA during the quarter was 372 crores as against 267 crores, an increase of 39%. If you look at for the year, so this year our net sale was higher by 17% at 8,776 crores as against 7,529 crores. And the EBITDA was however lower because of exceptional high costs, mainly was 1,346 crores as against 1,536 crores. The earnings per share was 72.80 rupees as against 81.60 rupees. This year as a whole has been a quite a achieving year for the company. The company, as you know, commissioned the greenfield project of 4 million tons. Besides, have also increased grinding capacity at different locations by 2 million tons. So 6 million tons have been added in capacity this year, by which the company is now a 20 million ton capacity company. Further, 3.5 million tons greenfield grinding is under installation. 1.5 million at Ujjain, where the work has already started, and within this fiscal, this would be get commissioned. Also at Prayagraj, we have acquired the land and are awaiting for the other approvals. However, we have finalized the plant and equipment, and we hope that by second quarter FY 2025, this should also be on stream. So I would think we should not go on any other details. We can go straight to the question answers. So I will leave if you have, because we lost some time. Well.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just one data point in terms of the lead distance is how much for this quarter?
It is 438 kilometers.
438 kilometers. So it has reduced sizably from 470 odd versus last quarter. So I think that was we were trying to do. So is there any further scope since the Panna now is at 58% utilization? So can we see a 10-15 kilometers further reduction from here on?
Yeah, we are working towards that, and we are hopeful, you know, that maybe we may settle around 425 to 430 kilometers.
Okay. That's great, sir. Second, broadly in terms of now the entire growth, particularly in the gray, is driven by the Panna, so which is already at 58. So how much we can expect the utilization for this year? So broadly, I'm trying to looking at can we see a 2.5-3 million ton coming from the Panna? So that would be the major growth for this year. So net kind of a 15% plus kind of a volume growth on the gray front, can we expect?
Yeah, I think you are bang on the thing. We should expect this is a 15% growth in volume this year, and when Panna should anything will definitely be around 2.5 to 3 million tons.
Okay, great. Thirdly, if I heard it correctly on the media, our KKL cost for this quarter was 2.4. What was in terms of the value terms last quarter? It was, I think, 12,400 kilometer, and how much more reduction we can expect in the first and second quarter?
No, see, because this quarter, if we see, we are close to 12,000 rupees, the average fuel cost. And looking to the reduction in the fuel cost, we expect that the petcoke price should come down by, say, around $20 every quarter in the current quarter and the next quarter. And the spot price is, say, $120-$130. So, I mean, overall, we have a visibility of, say, reduction in the fuel cost gradually in every quarter by, say, $20. So this will have effect on the overall kcal cost, which is presently 2.40 rupees, and that can come down to, say, 1.80-1.85 rupees in the Q3.
By end of Q3, so we expect, you know, about around 75 rupees per ton saving coming in each quarter as we go forward.
Okay, so at least for two quarters, we can see a 75 rupees kind of a reduction.
Yeah, so what will happen, you know, the prices have started reducing, but we have placed orders, so the lowest price, what we get, you know, present port, which is around 120-125, that shipment will come sometime by end of Q2. So we'll get the benefit of that in Q3. So it's that. So whatever we have ordered earlier, it will get consumed in Q1, and whatever we're ordering now will get consumed in Q2.
Okay, okay. So broadly, sir, the thing was, I was trying to understand from the perspective that now, in terms of the pricing, I don't think we would have seen any increase in this April and May, or maybe could we have some decline? So the overall, in terms of improvement in profitability, 100-120 rupees each quarter?
Yeah, anything between 75-125 should be the range. You know, it depends on many factors. So if you look at that, it could be anything in the range of 75-125.
Okay, okay. Lastly, on the CapEx, sir, so how much for this year? So yeah, everything, if you can break it up in the paint also, and whatever ongoing is there for this year and next year.
So on the paint business, as I said earlier, I mean, see, we have already acquired the plant, so now there is only nominal expenditure which we are going to do this year, which may be anything around 50-60 crores. And balance, you know, the CapEx.
We will have the spillover CapEx of the Ujjain, which we expect to commission in this fiscal, some 50 crores. And the main CapEx of around 325-350 crores on the Prayagraj grinding units. Plus, we have some spillover of the
Prayagraj spillover of Panna.
Sorry, sir. I think last time we were looking at close to 1,400-odd crore CapEx, including everything, but the number.
Yeah, I can give you the breakup on that. Because, see, one is the waste heat recovery, which we are doing in the south plant. So around 150-160 crores is the balance CapEx, which we do in this year. Then we have some spillover CapEx of the Panna and the Hamirpur plant, which would be in the range of, say, 150-200 crores, like the WHR is being commissioned now. Then we have the main CapEx of the Ujjain, which is to the tune of 300 crores in the current year, and we will do some, say, 125-150 crores on the Prayagraj in this year. So this is the overall spend. So overall, and the normal CapEx of, say, 250-300 crores. So we expect something 1,200-1,400 crores of CapEx in this fiscal. And then in the next fiscal, we will have the spillover CapEx of the Ujjain of 50 crores, what I was telling, and then the main CapEx of the Prayagraj of 325-350 crores, and normal CapEx of 300 crores. So again, we will be in the range of 700-800 crores in the next fiscal.
Okay, okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. I have questions. I will come up in queue. Thank you. Thank you very much. All the best.
Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Navin Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Also, congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question was about realizations. So, simple arithmetic suggests your standalone realizations are up almost 2.9% or nearly 3% quarter on quarter. And from the presentation, if I include Panna, even then, I think sequentially there is a movement or improvement of almost 1.6% or over 1.5%, and saying improvement in realization. So my question basically was, most of the industry peers have actually reported a flat to marginal declining trend in realizations. But I also understand this is a year-end quarter. So are there any year-end adjustments related to the thing which we should not take this realization as a base? Or is it got to do more with the efforts of BCG and others that we were trying to narrow the gap? How should one look at realization?
Naveen, I will answer this. Basically, it includes two parts. There are certain year-end adjustment of around 30 crore on at business level, both business basically white and grey. And the second part is related to in quarter three, if you recall, we had impact of regional price increase. So we did not get advantage in quarter three. But fortunately in quarter four, the sector where we are operating, had good price increase, whereas the other sector like east and west part, the prices were under pressure. So that advantage also we got. So these are the two impacts basically which bettered our realization.
No, actually, one other factor, in this quarter we have a lower clinker sale. The trade sale has increased.
Yeah.
So mix, whatever, it's not a year-end adjustment. Sir, what did you say, year-end? It is not that we have written back anything. So actually, what we are trying to, it is there, it's a, for the year when we take it as an retention, there is no a figure pertaining to previous quarter which has been adjusted in this quarter.
Yeah, it's for the year only.
One, because of the trade percentage has gone up, there is a change in the mix, and the clinker sale, which was there in the previous quarter, in this quarter, because of the good demand, we have been only selling, so there is no clinker sale. The clinker sale is also at a lower realization. So all that has affected, marginal, we could say about 70 rupees as an improvement in the overall realization when we compare quarter on quarter.
So quarter on quarter, you think the realization improvement?
It's not a price improvement. It's not exactly as a result of any price improvement. It is a result of a mix, more trade and lower clinker sale.
Sure. Oh, yeah, got that. Helpful. So my second question was about Panna. So as mentioned in your presentation, you said that Panna has turned EBITDA positive at such a low utilization of 60%. So my question there was, are we then already started factoring in the subsidy related to that? Because I believe waste heat recovery and all those things are yet to commission. So the EBITDA turning positive is a function of subsidy approval also?
No. See, only we have accounted for the subsidy, which we'll account for, which is the MP subsidy. But we have not yet accounted for any subsidy pertaining to UP, which is yet to be, which will get accounted only for from June onwards.
But even Panna, it will be accruing from April onwards. So logically, as Saraguji has mentioned, there has not been any much impact of subsidy on...
He's asking for the last quarter, no? So I'm saying last quarter, we have just been, at a 60%, we have just been EBITDA positive marginally, and there is no adjustment of subsidy in that quarter.
Yeah. In that quarter, there is no adjustment of subsidy. There is no benefit of subsidy. Yeah.
Understood. And just one more question, if I may. The difference then, because in the previous quarter, I could understand the difference between consol numbers and standalone numbers were more got to do with probably the starting losses at Panna. But if this quarter it is positive, as in looking even still, then the difference is almost like a 12 crore kind of a loss between console and standalone. So what could this be on account of?
Yeah, this is actually, Naveen, on account of the paint business. So we have done, because of the acquisition, so details.
Actually, the plan was to set up a plant, and we had gone ahead with the land acquisition and started work at the site. And interim, we got this opportunity for acquisition of the paint, which we did Acro acquisition. So now we have, you know, actually shelved the project. So it is the whatever amount which had been spent on the project when we had surrendered the land. So there was some land surrendering cost. We had done some, you know, all the base engineering work and other things which are done for the project. All that has been, and the fixed expenses, including salary for that project period, all that is accounting for that expenditure, which has been taken as the revenue during this quarter.
Oh, it's a one-off, one-time cost.
Yeah, it's a one-off. It's a one-off.
And helpful. Thank you so much. I have more questions. I'll come back in queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone whose question may press star and one. Next question is Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Just in continuation of the point where you mentioned that the prior quarter included paints loss. So could you just quantify what was the revenue EBITDA for paints as well as let's say for Central India operation separately?
Yeah, we'll send you the data. I think the paint turnover, which was mainly of Acro paints. We'll send you the details of the turnover of the Acro paints separately. But I think the ballpark is around 20 crores. I don't have the exact numbers here. So it is the Acro paints.
You are right, sir. It is around 20 crore and EBITDA is around 1 crore. 1 crore.
Sorry, and paints is 1 crore.
And the Central India top line is about 277 crores.
Okay, and EBITDA would be how much there?
Yeah, EBITDA is about 2 crores.
Okay, so the negative number is just on account of this one-off, is it? How much was the one-off?
Yeah,
can you quantify that?
Yeah, one-off is about 12, 13 crores.
Okay, got it. Okay. And also on the direction of the power and fuel cost, you mentioned that there should be a $20 fall every quarter. But then in rupees per ton, you said 75. So I couldn't reconcile that. But generally, every $10 gives about 50 rupee or so kind of reduction. So should it not be like higher 100 rupee every quarter or 300, 350 in total?
No, because see, it is not 100% petcoke consumption. So we will get only benefit to that percentage, which is the main mix of the petco.
And also
okay.
we will have some carryover inventory also. So like the entire $20 effect might not come in the same quarter. So there will be some overlapping of previous quarter and then.
So I'm not so bothered about quarter on quarter, but as an overall number, if you just look at the mix of fuel also, yeah.
So presently, you know, broadly our mix of petcoke is around 75% and balance is, you know, AFR and other fuels. So when we, if you look at that, then it comes to around 75 rupees. See, whether 75, 80 rupees a ballpark, if we can't have a standard $20
mm-hmm.
would mean 100 rupees. This is your theoretical, just a calculation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but in total, like, it's fair to say that about 250 rupees
decline
over 3 quarters.
Yeah, so I said it's 75, yeah. It could be 100. If it is 100, the reduction is 20, comes into 100, it would be 100. I've just said on a ballpark, you know, whatever adjustment
okay.
You see that this is a trend. I mean, it could be, can
sure.
take a trend, and others are saying we are talking about 300 rupees a reduction, 250 to 300 rupees a reduction
in fuel cost. Tomorrow, your next question will be how we are seeing 400 rupees reduction.
Okay, sure. Also, just this merger of JKSM Central into standalone, by when will it complete? And the next question would be like, would it also lead to some fixed cost savings once the merger is done?
So, hopefully everything should be done in the second quarter.
Okay. And will there be any fixed cost savings?
Not really, because again, being a subsidiary, the marketing and it's all a one arrangement. Yes, it will, a lot of ease of work would be there because you have to maintain, you know, to that extent, whatever savings are there. Otherwise, you know, you do accounting and everything as two companies, another billing, and so all those, you know, ease of work would definitely be there.
Okay, that's all. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. My first question pertains to the incentives that would accrue into P&L. How much would that be on a per ton basis, and by when that would start flowing through P&L?
So we expect in case of Central India, you know, about 200 rupees a ton is a total subsidy benefit which we should be seeing for the Central India volume.
Okay, on the Central India volume, okay. And by when, which quarter you would start accruing that? Because you would have...
Yeah, we should see this from the second quarter onwards.
Okay, from second quarter onwards it will start coming on. And sir, talking about your grey cement margin, you know, despite having strong blending ratio close to 70% and higher usage of green power and all, is it fair to say that margins are still closer to 600 rupees per ton for full year in the grey cement? And if so, how do you see that scaling up over next 1 year? And also want some clarity on the white cement on console basis, what sort of margins one should look at?
So we have already reported the margins of over 17%. So our that is for the year, and that's the consolidated margins. And we expect this margin to improve. And that is all. And I don't agree. When it was 600, we have not given any figure of 600 rupees for the waste cement.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sure that you're not guided any 600 rupees. I'm saying when we work out the white cement business margins, we were close to north of 2000, even if we, you know, even they would have come off. And our implied working suggests that the margin would be low. So this is
working on a consolidated FY23 is 15.3% is the EBITDA margin. I would, as we said, we are not giving separately for business confidentiality. Yes. Numbers of white cement, so I will not like to comment on that. You are taking your own assumption. I will not say yes
or no. But what is the outlook on the white cement margins? You know, do you see that improving back to what it was closer to? You know, what they were pre-COVID sort of numbers?
No. That numbers we have already said. No, the white business is, there is a lot of competition, especially in the putty business. As a result, yes, we have been able to maintain our market share, our volume numbers, but definitely the pricing, there is a big hit on the pricing. And now I think you have to see overall whatever is the company EBITDA is for both the products broadly. Because it's not that the pre-COVID, we have said that the white business used to earn 25-30% margin.
Right.
But that scenario is not there today. You have to... It's the same margin for the grey and white business broadly. Mm-hmm.
And for full year, any, as you gave a volume guidance, any understanding in terms of margins, what do you see for full year it can be achievable if current you know, fuel price trajectory
so
that we are seeing versus
We have closed about 15.3%. We expect the margins to definitely go by another 10%. So around 17% should definitely be our, you know, what 17-18% should be our margins for this year.
Okay. Okay, sir. Great. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. My first question is on paint business. So, any full year numbers expectation?
Prateek, your voice is not audible clearly. Can you use the handset and the mic closer? Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sir, my first question is on your paint business. What would you have any guidance on expectation of year one in terms of sales and then year two of sales? And now as you have started the operations fully?
So, yeah, yeah. So, on the paint business, we expect, you know, this in the current fiscal, a range between 150 to 180 crores of top line. And going forward in the coming next fiscal, should be closer to 300 crores, 250 to 300, I mean 270 to 300 crores in the next fiscal, FY25.
And this is EBITDA positive top line, or this will be EBITDA positive, or like we are looking at like, because we are looking at like 300 crore investment in form of operating losses or working capital.
So yeah, so. See, again, as we were looking earlier, but now after the acquisition, this would definitely be lower. And in this year, we do not expect, you know, in terms of whatever is the investment in the paint business, including the losses, to be anything around more than 50 crores.
Okay. And sir, for your central, for your central operations, as we have now turned EBITDA positive and a flat EBITDA, and we are expecting 200 rupees of subsidy benefit. So for full year, like, is it okay? I mean, for modeling purpose, to assume like 600 to 800 rupees EBITDA per ton for those that plant for first full year of operation.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely.
Sure. And related question, when we say that we are looking at 15% gray volume growth with 65% utilization of central plant, that largely means that the ongoing standalone operations, erstwhile operations are like flattish on a year-on-year basis. But we have added it also some capacity.
It is not flattish, you know, when we take the volumes of the current year. It includes volume of the Central India also. So Central India, one full quarter volumes are there, you know, and also even in the initial, in the gray numbers, in the standalone, we were seeding to the Central India markets, which actually gets now converted into Central India. And now if you look at only gray markets, definitely, we are not, there is no stagnancy or anything. We are growing in the northern existing markets also by around 10%.
Okay, and that 20 crore or like on that ballpark, we were looking at investment in advertisement in this market, which was earlier aggressive. Is that behind, or we are looking for aggressive ad spend in FY24 versus 23 for overall company?
20 crores, I didn't follow that. Please?
There was this 20 crore loss which was booked in standalone operations last quarter, third quarter, related to investment in the central operations, which is not there probably in this quarter, in
yeah,
Q4.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, related.
So in the previous quarter, when we were talking about it, it just got reflected as an expenditure. And there was no top line. So this year, I mean, this quarter is not, it's an ongoing, you know, investment in publicity, which has to be done on the brand building and other things. So, or CTS and brand building activities will have to continue if we have to grow in the market. So in fact, you know, we are opening up as going forward more and more new markets in the region, I mean, in Eastern UP and whichever parts of MP which are left. So we have to capture all the new markets. Then only we will be able to, you know, dispense the entire volumes of Central India.
Thank you. A reminder, anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Sanjay Nandi as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, can you please guide us on the pricing scenario from the exit of the March quarter as on date in different areas of operation?
It is more or less flat, or there is some pressure. There may be marginal reduction in pricing exit of March. There has been no increase in the pricing.
Got it. So, any expectations sir, of any price hikes in down the line, or we can expect after the monsoon?
Yeah, definitely we foresee when the demand is good, but again on the onset of monsoons, I think now the major pricing should only, there could be, I don't know if something happens in June, otherwise, you know, it would be post monsoon only.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who's a question may press star and one. Next question is from Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So great to see that the lead distance has come down by 7-8% in this quarter, but that is actually not visible in your transportation cost per ton, which is marginally higher quarter on quarter. What is the reason for the same?
So actually, you know, see, the lead distance has come down, but, you know, the per ton per kilometer cost in that region, every region has a different per ton per kilometer cost. So the new market, you know, where all the developments are taking place and all the fleets will get attached. So initially, yes, the per ton per kilometer cost at Panna and at the Hamirpur siding are higher than the existing markets.
Okay. So the right way to see is that your lead distance might cool off, but transportation costs will remain where it is, right?
So we are working, that's another, we immediately is very difficult to say, but I think it should be flat.
Okay. And when is Panna WHR is coming?
And WHR is, you know, just about the test. The testing is going on, so I think it should be on stream, and we have already some it has started, and I think by end of this month, end of May, June, it should be normal.
Okay, and the Panna clinker line, 0.10 million
tons. I didn't follow.
You had a plan of clinker also, no? Panna expansion of 0.66.
No. See, the clinker line at Panna is 8,000 TPD. And we had a plan to, you know, step up. And this, as the plant is stabilizing, we are already doing. And we are hopeful, you know, by, you know, post-monsoons. And we should be able to get that 10,000 TPD clinker capability from Panna.
One last question from my side. We can see a great shot up in your green power. Can you please bifurcate between WHRS and renewables from where the increase is coming?
Yeah, so we will send you the details of WHRS and the solar and the power separately.
Okay, thank you. Perfect.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Naveen Sadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was on the working capital. So is there a release that we are seeing in the working capital, and how sustainable is this? Or I see almost like 200-300 crore kind of a reduction in net working capital year on year. So is there... temporary thing, or it could reverse back?
No. So working capital has reduced. When see what has happened, yes, some there could be marginal increase in terms of, there are three areas where the working capital has increased, which has led. One is the coal inventory. So earlier, due to uncertainty in the market, you know, availability of load at the loading ports and all, so we had gone up to a coal inventory of as high as 4 to 5 months. And after things have normalized, we don't feel so that, you know, there is any need to have inventory of normal inventory of around 2 months. So that's a normal. So the coal inventory has reduced. Similar was in case of inventory for the chemicals. So because of uncertainty and that inventory was also on the higher side. So it has reduced. It has become a normal inventory. So you have to see that what had happened during this period. That because of uncertainty in market in last 2 years, the inventories had increased. It has come to the normal level, and also clinker is adjusting factor at this year. At any point of given, sometimes we may have higher clinker last year at the year end. When if you compare our last quarter, the clinker inventory was higher, which is lower now. So these are the three areas where it has gone down. So it's not, it's well within, not that we have reduced or anything. Yes, we have worked on, there is no need or whatever is a normalized capital, working capital, we'll keep to that, which is the current levels are maybe another 50-100 crores more, but beyond that, the inventory should not increase.
Sure.
So whatever is the benefit of optimization of working capital, you know, we've got a benefit of close to 300 odd crores. So, 200 or 250 crores is definitely sustainable.
Sure. My second question was about synergies with Panna. So, Panna, of course, on its own, there will be operating leverage gains and waste heat recovery as it comes and incentive subsidies, those benefits would accrue. But beyond that, would there be some more synergies on the lead distance as well, in the sense that at least from a regional perspective, I think the lead distance there could be at least significantly lower than what it is for the mother plant. Would that be the case, or overall lead distance will not really change much with Panna coming?
No, see, what I would say that, Panna as a plant, Panna overall lead distance which should be lower than the northern plant lead distance. Because northern plant where you are feeding from Rajasthan to the entire northern region, Panna is where you are feeding the whole market, the distance is lower as compared to north market. So now we have, markets in north and maybe south where the lead distance is lower. North is again, as a standalone, north lead distance remains higher because that is the structure of the market and the limestone reserves, it's all Rajasthan-based producers which are feeding that market of northern India.
Right. So just to put numbers in perspective, you said the first question, I think, was about lead distance and you said it's about 438 kilometers. Does that include Panna benefits into it, or Panna will be separate and...
No, it is inclusive of Panna.
It is inclusive of Panna. 470 was also inclusive of whatever we were selling, from north to in the Panna market. 438 is consol inclusive of Panna for the consolidated company. Understood. And just one clarification. For paints, you said you're looking at a top line of 150 to 180 CR in FY24. But did you also say you're looking at a loss of 5050 crore in year one of operation?
Investment. Loss, investment will include, we are planning about 30 crores of capex. So 30 right. crores will go into capex, and 20 crores is that, whether it's a loss or you say a brand building or whatever you may call it. So there should not be any operating loss. The gross margins, what we are expecting, even on that. So we don't expect the gross margins to be, lower than the paint companies. So all the paint companies have a gross margin ranging from, different companies from 28% to around 35-37%. So we should be in the same vicinity.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check your share of blended cement seems to have gone up significantly this quarter. Is it a sustainable increase and any particular target you have over here?
No, so see, we are working on maintaining and improving our trade share. It's always, it's an ongoing, but it depends on what is the demand supply situation. But at any point of time, though our internal target is that we should be able to ideally have a 70% and 30%, but it's a big tall challenge. But anything between 65 to 70 would always be the range. And we would definitely strive to see that we maintain the present share, we don't lose. But again, it's very difficult to say, with all the volume and whatever, how the market behaves.
Okay. Just to follow up a bit, I think versus last quarter to this quarter, I think there's a 4% or 6% swing in the share of blended.
4% in the blended, 4% is in the blended ratio.
Yeah.
And in the trade, non-trade, it is 2% from 67.3 to 69.3.
Okay, so anything specific that had happened in this quarter because of which there was a 4% improvement, or maybe reading too much into it?
No, see, again, when Panna has come, a new grinding unit has come in, so all when new grinding stations are coming in, that sale is from the grinding stations, it will all be blended cement.
Okay, sure, thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So just wanted to get some status update on the Jaisalmer limestone lease. What is the position on clearances and all that?
So we are just working. We are in the process of, the land acquisition. And we'll shortly have we'll execute the mining lease agreement. So I think within this fiscal, we should be able to do this.
Okay. Land acquisition has already started, or will you start it?
Yeah, it's already started.
Okay. And in timeline for like completion of the land and generally?
We are hopeful we should do it in this fiscal.
Okay. And in terms of priority, like will Panna phase 2 be a priority, or you think this would take the precedence over that?
The board has not taken a view on that, but maybe it looks like as the Panna market is already growing, it should be, Panna. First is, but immediately, as you say, we are going ahead with the Prayagraj grinding, which will be catered from Panna. So we have Panna, from present 4 to 6 million tons is coming from that. And then we will see as a next step whether it is a brownfield expansion at Panna or a greenfield at not. But most likely should be Panna, but it has to be seen. Everything depends on the market and the balance sheet.
Okay, sure. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Please note that this is a final reminder for questions and no further reminders will be placed after this. Next question is from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just to follow up on the same, so whenever we finalize a broad idea in terms of whenever we want to go for the next leg of expansion, so as you mentioned, maybe the preference will be the Panna. So maybe by year end FY24, we should have a clear idea that we are going for, and we will start the capex for that. Is that a better way one can assume?
So I would say end of FY24 or early 25, that should be the period. So once we are through, we see, the market, we see at that point of, see, normally on anything, we review a situation every 6 to 12 months on, what is our balance sheet like and what we are doing. So we take a call. It's not done every quarter or anything. So you take a stock and then you review every 6 months down the line. Okay, now whether what needs to be done, and depending upon a long medium term view on the industry and our balance sheet, and then and on that basis, then we take a call on that.
So on balance sheet front, so what we look at, so net debt so close to 2,900 to 3,000 odd crore now. So at what level, and given the profitability to improve now, so at what level it will give a confidence that let's say now the net debt is 2,000 crore, we will start spending for the next expansion.
So see, in any case, we would not like, you know, net debt to EBITDA maybe more than 2 going forward. So we have to see on a medium term basis when we take any expansion. Expansion will mean the borrowing, whether how we are going to cross, what will be the position of net debt to EBITDA.
Okay. And second, sir, just want an understanding when we say that our margin in gray and white is same. And now when the reduction in the coal and petcoke is going to kick in, so is it fair to assume that maybe 6 months, 9 months down the line, maybe the gray margin would be higher than the white margin?
Very difficult to say. See, yes, if the gray margins improve better than white, gray is our core business. So that will give a better boost to the company. When only white improves and gray does not improve, I would like to be happy with gray margin improving. So that is a better thing for the company, because 80% of our turnover or of profits are coming from the gray business.
True. So in that sense only, I was trying to understand
everything is definitely for both the businesses. Market plays a very important role. Yes, in gray cement. Also in white cement, again, when we talk about fuel pricing, so fuel has an impact on the white production also. So even in the white business, as we see, you know, we are expecting, you know, improvement as things are becoming normal. The chemical cost will also reduce. But at the same time, when we are depending on so much imports, whether imported fuel as well as imported chemicals, there is a concern on the dollar, on the rupee devaluation. So though we may see, you know, the prices of fuel and et cetera coming down in terms of dollars, but we have to say rupee, what is the position? Because if rupee gets depreciated, that is also a concern.
True. And just a last clarification, when we say that 50 crore, you clarified that 30 crore it would be investment, and for paint business, I'm saying when we say 150, 180 crore revenue. So just trying to get a number at EBITDA level, there will not be a loss.
Yeah. So there could be initial EBITDA level should not be a loss. 20 crore could be, you know, that brand building. There would initially some brand building cost would be, which would form part of expenses, and it may get reflected in EBITDA. But I said, let us look at the margins. So the paint business works on a margin ranging from 28% to 35-37%. We should not be, yes, definitely it is, it will take time to reach on the higher end of margins, but our margins should be, you know, around, between around 30%. So we are working towards that. So if we maintain a margin of 30% in the paint business with that top line, it is a good achievement.
Yeah, so that is a gross margin. So I was looking from the EBITDA margin perspective.
See, EBITDA margin, as I said, if there is a branding cost which will go into the expense, so that may be, you know, which is a long term, it's an investment. But as for an accounting, it is part of the expense. So which you may say there is an EBITDA loss. But actually, it is a brand building investment.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on very good volume growth during the quarter. So my question pertains to the competitive intensity. With this expansion gets completed, when this expansion gets completed, we will have around more than 9 million ton of your capacity located in the central region. That is around 40% of your entire capacity. So what kind of market share you are eyeing in the central region, and along with the competitive intensity, that because UltraTech is already market leader over there. So any color on that?
See, normally if you look at, you know, what we are in the central India, new markets, gradually we are seeding all the markets, and our objective is that in each of the markets, we should have a double digit market share, which is, you know, what we are not satisfied, we say, or we can say between 8 to 12%, that is the range which we should have a market share each of the areas or districts where, you know, district wise, if we allocate, this is what we are working at. And gradually, as we reach that number, then first you reach one milestone, and then you try and see how, what is your next milestone.
Okay, sir. That was the only question from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we'll be able to take the last question. That is from the line of Naveen Sadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just one clarification about the gross debt and net debt levels. So your presentation says gross debt is 4,534 crore at the consolidated level, and net debt is about 2,900. What is this number including working capital loans?
So working capital loan may be around 400 crores.
Understood. So that much markup.
So normally, see why we don't include working capital in that, because again that is supported by by the current assets, and also normally we are not including, and that is not the terminology. And I think that's the terminology which is being followed across.
Fair. So my second question was slightly more at the industry broader thematic level, wherein we see large players focusing now on branding, focusing more on premium offerings. So some of the largest players in North who have been earlier very volume driven now are at least attempting to see a change in strategy in terms of their overall brand positioning. So is there an opportunity for us in that sense that the market is used to a particular price gap versus between players? So if the players who have been earlier aggressive and now looking to really up the game in terms of improving their pricing point, is there an opportunity for us, you see, in that sense to improve prices, or that's now how the market really works? Just some thoughts.
On the brand journey, I think, we started our journey, we realized this, and I think we are a better place than many other players, because we started our brand journey about 2.5-3 years back. And as a result, as you see over the last few quarters, we have been continuously being able to improve upon our trade share. We have been able to get good growth in the market in terms of volume higher than the industry, and not lose on market share on the price or on the pricing. In fact, we have been able to improve upon on our pricing. See, price in cement is definitely is not in our control. It is the effect of the demand and supply. But definitely, you know, we are not the leaders in the pricing. So there is definitely a scope where we can improve upon our leaders. Today, if you say UltraTech is the leader in the market, it sells at a premium, and we are working to bridge that gap. So that is our price improvement journey. And we have started, and that is coming as a result of, you know, all our branding activities, all our CTS activities. And it is helping us not only in improving on the pricing, also on maintaining and improving the trade ratios.
Sure. Helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference back to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we'd like to thank the management assessment for the call, and many thanks to the partner for joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Amani, we now conclude the call. Thank you.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.